And as he was watching you, I could just see his facial expressions, just how engaged he was in the documentary. And man, just the way he was just speaking about everything, the questions that he was asking about my time in New England, it really got to me.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
Hey everyone, Art Eddy here for The Art of Fatherhood. And this week's episode is being brought to you by Semper Smart Games. And I'm very fortunate to be actually talking with Jim Morin, who started Semper Smart Games. A lot of great games that are educational. For my listeners out there, give a brief summary of Semper Smart Games and why people should pick them up, sir.
Well, we're a fairly young company, but a few years ago with my own kids, I kind of set out on a journey to teach critical skills and knowledge that kids have a hard time learning, but through active and engaging play. I started with my PlaySmart dice system with some fun games that teach math fact fluency, kind of mental math in a fun way that you can play for minutes at a time or over longer periods with your family around the table, on the go, or wherever. And then we use kind of those dice that are uniquely numbered and emphasize better math operations that they than normal dice and operations that they struggle with in games like Election Night, where they're running for president and they have to learn about the Electoral College and have to make meaningful strategy decisions. Some other games, Math Tac-Toe, which is a multi-skill level game where you can have an addition card playing a multiplication card and some more advanced math operations going on, fun for the whole family.
And he creates so many fun games, different types of levels of games for all different types of families. Support this guy and support his family because he's doing really good things. But check more out at SemperSmartGames.com. What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for another edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. I'm very lucky and fortunate to have this gentleman on. It's Damian Woody. Thanks for taking the time, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to chatting with you about football, the great work you do at ESPN. But you wrote on Twitter about like how watching with your son, the Dynasty, the Apple TV documentary on the Patriots, man, and it just brought you to tears, man. And it's so cool because when I talk with athletes, when I'm fortunate enough to talk like athletes with yourself, it's like there are some athletes that don't get to have their kids see them, you know, play in their prime, right? But now it's like you and your son had that moment. Talk about like just that moment also too, the idea of like them seeing firsthand like what you did and like all your success, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, my youngest son, Jacoby, who's 12, he never got to saw me play. And so he is such a, I call him a mini me because he's like a spitting image of me. And yeah. He loves football. I have three sons. He's the one that's just so engaging with the game of football. You know, he's always watching the games. And so we decided that we're going to watch the Dynasty. You know, he heard me talk about my time in New England. And we, you know, I felt like this would be a great time for him to sit down and kind of watch the history of how everything happened and watch his old man, you know. And and so we were watching, man, and as he was watching, I could just see his facial expressions, just how engaged he was in the documentary. And man, just the way he was just speaking about everything, the questions that he was asking about my time in New England, it really got to me, man. It got me. It was one of those times where, one of those rare times where the emotions just really spilled out of me. And it was just great. My wife sitting there watching it, and she's sitting there just kind of watching the dynamic between the both of us. She saw me crying. And then all of a sudden she started crying. So it's just been a great overall moment.
Yeah, man. Thanks very much for sharing that. Like, yeah, there's certain moments when you become a dad where you're just like, how the heck, like, I would have never pictured me like getting emotion or just like all of these different like things that are going into my mind and my soul, my heart. Right. And it's like parenthood changes you, man. So let's just kind of go back, you know, when you found out you're going to be a dad for the first time, what was going through your mind, sir?
I was like, wow. This is like the greatest thing that could happen to any man, to be able to become a father. And there was a lot of change going on in my life at the same time. The fact that I had left school early. I was turning pro. My fiance is, she's pregnant with our first child. And so all that change, and I'm just thinking to myself, man, I have a huge responsibility that's been given to me, and obviously a huge blessing. I always say the biggest blessing in the world is becoming a parent. And so for me, man, it was just like, man, the things that were going on in my mind was like, okay, all the things that I learned from my parents, my grandparents, now I get to apply them to my own family. Yeah. And so I was just geeked. I was pumped, man. And then once I found out that it was a girl, I'm just like, oh man, I'm about to be, you know, nobody said it during those days, but I'm about to be a girl dad, which is, you know, pretty cool for me.
Yeah, I love that, man. Yeah, I got two daughters myself, and it's just like they're your greatest like cheerleaders and champions of you, and the relationship you have with the daughter is fantastic, man.
Yeah.
So not only did you excel in the NFL, but man, like you transitioned to an awesome career in media, man. You break it down. You have like charisma. It's really cool to watch you just kind of be yourself and enjoy who you are, and you know, talk about football and all that on ESPN. So to be like in the NFL is one thing. To get to the ESPN and like the high, you know, like you've been on the Mount like Rushmores of like the sports and then sports broadcasting, right? So hard work, I'm guessing, is something you're going to teach your kids. But what are some of the other values you're teaching your kids, man?
Yeah, like, you know, perseverance. You know, teaching them that it's okay to fail.
Yes.
You know, that's the thing. You know, honestly, I would say that's my biggest point to my kids. That it's okay to fail, because you don't learn if you don't fail.
Yeah.
You don't become better if you don't fail. Like, it's okay to be uncomfortable. Being, you know, the only way you have true growth is by being uncomfortable, right? Nice. You know, so to me, that's what I try to instill in the kids. And obviously, they grew up much differently than the way I grew up. But I always try to make it uncomfortable for them, because that's when you find, you know, your most growth as a person. And so, you know, I always hammer those points down. And I have, you know, four adult kids, you know, and I still hammer those things to this day. Like, you know, they come running to me, "Dad, I need this." No, figure it out. You need to, like, learn to figure these things out. And so, you know, those are just a couple examples of you know, what I try to instill in my kids.
Nice. And I love the fact too, like, you know, back in the day, people were like, "Oh, once they're 18, you know, the empty nest, we'll get the home back." But I feel like nowadays dads and moms are being like, "Let's just continue the relationship. You never stop being a parent." I'm saying parents back then never had the idea like, "Oh, once they're out, I'm not going to be a parent." But I feel like there's more hands-on, and people are like, "Yes, I still want to make sure you're doing things right, but I'm not, like you said, I'm going to make you earn it on your own." I love it. Talk about something that your kids have taught you about yourself or about life that maybe you didn't know was there until you became a dad.
Yeah, I would probably say they got me more in touch with the softer side of me, more emotional side of me.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, before I had kids, man, I always felt like I was kind of low key, rigid, you know, type of guy. Not to say, you know, nothing bad, but just I wasn't really in tune to my emotional side. And so the one thing that my kids did for me was they really opened that door and allowed me to be vulnerable as a man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so much so, like when I was growing up, it was like taboo, like being vulnerable, you know, not being in touch with your, you know, your emotions and stuff like that. My kids have really through the years, man, have really shown that, helped me open up and show that side of me.
Yeah.
Which has made me a more dynamic parent and more dynamic person, and someone that I can truly be proud of myself.
Nice, man. Great answer. One more question before we kind of get into football and all that good stuff. Dad hack or piece of advice for new dads, just parents, what would you offer to them?
Man, enjoy every second of being a parent, because it goes by fast.
Yep.
I still have vivid memories of, you know, like when my kids came home from the hospital, and then next thing you know, I'm sending off to college. Yeah. You know, it truly goes by fast. And if I'm telling any new parent, please, like, every second of this wonderful journey, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Truly do enjoy it.
Nice, man. So, you know, watching the Dynasty on Apple Plus with your son and all that, and obviously you talk about football and do a great job on ESPN, but when you look back at your career, and you know, you definitely have some colleagues at ESPN that you used to play with in the NFL. What are you most proud of just your time? Because you played a decent amount. Like a lot of people sometimes think of like you or Brady or, you know, Manning or right now Mahomes, where it's like, oh, they're staples, right? But not like NFL, not for long, right? So you kind of you went above the average. But what are you most proud of with your career, sir?
Oh man, I mean, listen, it could be easy for me to point to the two Super Bowls in New England, you know, but I always felt like it's the tough moments that I'm probably proudest of the most, because they help mold my character. Anyone can shine when things are at their best, but like during my time, you know, I played in Detroit for 4 years, and we were not a good football team, not a good football team. And when you're losing a lot, you know, it affects you not only on the field but off the field. And but during those times, it actually helped, you know, my wife and I, we grew closer together. Our family grew closer together, and so it made me appreciate the things that I was doing with them off the field as well. How grateful I am to have that family unit that supported me through those tough times professionally. So it was actually in those moments that when I look back, I'm like, man, I'm so glad I went through that.
Yeah, love that, man. And yeah, again, it kind of just revolves around family and father, and I love that. You know, it's funny. I think like when I talk to offensive linemen, it's always like the referees and offensive linemen. If you don't hear about that, that was a great game, right? But if you do
Yes.
hear about that, it's like, whoa, what's going on, right? And it's mostly like, oh, I got called offsides or false start, right? All this stuff. What is like one of the biggest misconceptions, you know, that an offensive lineman has to carry through the NFL? Obviously, you play in a sport that you love, but what are some of the things like, hey, man, we're doing our job.
Yeah, man, it's so much. It's like, you know, it's true. Like if you don't hear a referee call us, then that you know that okay, they must be doing something right. I think that offensive linemen are probably the most intelligent guys on the team. If you go around and you ask anyone, like if you ask anyone in the media, if you want a thoughtful response, you know, just in, you know, a thought that's in depth, guys who really understand the game, it's the offensive line. It's the offensive line. We tend to have the best personalities. We tend to be, you know, be the smartest guys. Obviously, people think, oh, we're just some big, sloppy, fat guys out there on the field, but we are truly some of the best athletes because we literally go against guys who are better athletes than us every single play. And when they, if they beat us one time, they have a great game. But all the other times when you don't hear from them, you know, it's just like, oh, okay, well, you just did your job anyway.
It's almost like being a good parent where if the kids are doing great and all that other stuff, it's like, yeah, but if a kid acts up, what are their parents? Who are their parents, right?
Right, exactly.
One of the things too that I love, man, that you definitely show on social media, and it's really cool, especially from a football player giving some love to hockey. But like my youngest and I, she's a Bruins fan. I know you're an Islanders fan, but like bonding over hockey, like every year I live in North Carolina. And so like when the Bruins come, it's like, all right, Christmas, I'm going to buy tickets for her and I, that's our thing now, right? For you, how'd you get into hockey?
Yeah, so you know it's funny because I actually went to saw the Islanders Tuesday. They played the Carolina Hurricane, lost the game, but you know it's funny. This was during the pandemic, and I was sitting back and I was watching. I think like the Knicks play on TV or something, and they were awful. Not only were the Knicks awful, the Nets were awful. The you know the Jets were awful. The Giants were, the whole New York sports scene was just awful. And then, so I tweeted it out, and then a random fan was like, hey, D, you know, the Islanders have won 8 games in a row. Maybe you need to go check them out. They're really good. And so then the Islanders jumped in on that, was like, hey, hello, like, yeah, we're holding it down for the New York sports scene. Come check us out. And so one thing led to another. And then we kind of, myself and the Islanders, we turned it into a pretty cool thing where we donated, like, you know, we picked like 20 random people to come to the game alongside myself, sitting in a suite, kind of, you know, we really made a big deal out of it. And it was just, a great experience, man. I just had so much fun, took the whole family, and we were hooked at that point. Now we're all in on hockey.
Love it, man. That's such an awesome story. Thank you very much for sharing that. Now we're going to finish off the father quick five. Favorite family movie? And I know there's, like you said, the age range is kind of widened, but like it doesn't maybe have to be a movie or maybe around the holidays or something like that. But favorite family movie, or is there a show you guys like to watch together right now?
Oh, man. Like, you know, all my kids, we're a big sports family. And so we love Remember the Titans.
Oh, nice.
Okay. We love that movie. Like anytime that movie like jumps on TV, if the kids are around, we'll just sit down and watch Remember the Titans.
Nice. Favorite genre of music, or is there a song or an artist you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to?
We love like every genre of music. We're all over the board. We listen to, now, you know, R&B, we listen to rock, we listen to everything, country, you know, so we listen to everything. I don't know if there's like one song, but we're all over the place.
Nice. No, I get that. Like my phone, especially like before my kids got phones, I download songs for them and it would just be like such a wide range of music.
Yes.
So, right. There you go. Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Actually, man, we go down to the Outer Banks every year as a family. Nice. Okay. So we go to Corolla, down there every year. We spend like 2 weeks down there and it's just perfect. You know, it's just perfect, man. We get away. We put the cell phones away and it's just all about us, you know, just, you know, talking, you know, breaking bread together, just having fun. And it's just, it literally, like we look forward to it every year because that's our time to like really connect and just unplug from everything.
So good. Yeah. Those, and especially too, when you make it a tradition, your kids will always remember that. Right. And it's like, oh, this is where we're going. Right. So nice.
That's right.
Did you get out, like, maybe besides hockey, is there a hobby after football that you got into?
I would say got reacquainted, like fishing.
Oh, okay.
You know, because when I was, you know, when I was growing up, we, you know, I'm a country boy, so I was out hunting and fishing and stuff like that. And so once I stopped playing, like, I got back into fishing again. And, my boys and everything. So that's, like, the big thing now is just fishing.
Nice. Love it. And lastly, top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as a dad. What would you want those three words to be?
Passionate.
Nice.
You know, passionate about being a good father. Patient. Being a patient father. Not everything's going to turn out the way that you want, but you got to have patience when you're a father. And then obviously loving, man. That's the one word that to me that the world could use a lot more of is love. Being a loving father, man. So, you know, those are the three words that I would think come to mind.
Awesome, man. Great three words. People, make sure you follow Damian if you're not doing it already on Instagram and Twitter at Damian Woody. And make sure you just check him out and the great work he does at ESPN, man. You make it look so easy. And I know being in radio, it's hard, but you do it so well, man. But again, I really appreciate your time. And it's really cool to see all the success you've had obviously on the gridiron, but also with ESPN. But I wish you and your family continued success. But thank you very much for your time.
Well, listen, man, I really enjoyed our conversation. I appreciate you having me on. And again, thank you for allowing me to do this, be on this platform.
My pleasure. Thanks, as always, for checking out the Art of Fatherhood podcast. I really appreciate it. And I also appreciate Jim Morin over at Semper Smart Games for sponsoring this week's Art of Fatherhood podcast. They have a lot of great games. They have election night. They have math games. They have dice games. They have Blobby's Pizza. They have so many fun games. There's different ways that you and your family will have fun. For more information on them, go to SemperSmartGames.com or check them out on Amazon. They have a whole bunch of their games there as well. And while you're on the internet checking out Semper Smart Games, also please rate, subscribe, and review to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. I greatly appreciate it. And check out ArtOfFatherhood.net for the latest articles, contests, giveaways, reviews, all the things that tie into fatherhood and family. You can check it out over at artoffatherhood.net. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.